Johnson Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. In those fire-struck parts of Southern California, then hit by massive rainfall.
The storm is gone, but the muddy mess, that's still here.
I lived here over 30 years, and this is the first time we ever seen such a thing.
Thursday's rainstorm packed a punch, triggering a mudslide in the Sierra Madre neighborhood.
The mud was all the way to the level of the door, so I couldn't even come out because the debris was really bad.
On Saturday, homeowners spent the day cleaning up. There are street closures in effect because of the cleanup, and those are supposed to stay in place through the weekend.
CBS's Laura Posen. This weekend's brought rain and snow and slush to Pennsylvania. This driver outside Philadelphia reports.
It's been wet. It's kind of slushy on the roads. They've salted it pretty well, though, so the cars are moving pretty good.
But high wind warnings are in effect in parts of Pennsylvania through tomorrow. The Munich Security Conference is wrapping up today after Vice President J.D. Vance's blistering takedown of European leaders there this past week.
All eyes had been on a meeting between the U.S. Vice President and Secretary of State and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. But after only half an hour, the discussion ended with no new information on how the U.S. would help bring an end to Russia's war with Ukraine, or crucially, what role Ukraine itself would play in negotiations that will shape its own future. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, Munich.
Rubio spoke with his Russian counterpart yesterday about Ukraine. We may hear more from the Secretary of State when he appears on CBS's Face the Nation later. Elon Musk continues to wield an axe to multiple federal agencies, even in the face of legal challenges and concern from liberal and conservative legal experts alike. President Trump telling Fox News.
Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart. I said, absolutely.
In New York City. Demonstrators protesting Mayor Eric Adams' apparent plans to ditch the city's sanctuary laws and cooperate with President Trump's immigration policies. One-time Adams loyalist, Reverend Johnny Green.
When you have people being deported to places that are not even their home countries, for him to think that this is okay and to think that the people who supported him, the black community in particular, would be all right with this is troublesome.
Seven federal prosecutors resigned rather than follow a Justice Department order to drop the corruption charges against Mayor Adams. That motion has now been filed. Pope Francis has spent a second night in a Rome hospital. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for his latest respiratory infection. Doctors said no to his delivering his noon blessing from his hospital window. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All I need is 30 minutes, 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. And why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know. And I
Soil that's dead, so uproot yourself and make peace in your head. For the bright of the light, of the dark of the shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. In the bright of the light, of the dark of the shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah.
Just double dip Mr. Jeffrey James. He's live at Cargo Coffee with Ethri Fields on the 28th. You are in the second hour of the fifth hour of the local music things. That's right, in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. These sounds in this half hour are sponsored by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. We keep you connected to the local stuff right here in the after hours. But remember, the local stuff can be a two-way street. Message us or email us at maxincradio@civicmedia.us or just drop us a message in all those social media things. If you do, we'll make sure that the band you're seeing is getting played right here on Max Inc. Radio. This next band is live last night at Chief's Tavern in Madison. This is the Dogtown Howl on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you. with you.
Was Abandon's End, and then before that, the Magic Conch, who made us just a bit warmer here in the Civic Media Studios with Hotter Than the Sun. You're in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio, and this next artist literally has a ton of MAMA awards attached to his name, Mr. Sam Ness, and he has a bunch of local shows lined up here, and we're going to tell you all about him in May when it gets a little warmer. Max Inc. Radio has you covered. Swing on by, make that connection, and then local music will be right there when you need us.
Met this girl named Gabby with an E. She came over, she made pancakes with me. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Sat on the couch and had some wine. She got closer to me and in no time she kissed me. And I kissed her too. And we're both moving down the road, boy, trying to find ourselves a home. But I hope I can see her one more time. Gabby, you're laying in your bed. Hope that you can rest your head, and that this tune can lend some company. Hope that tomorrow when you rise, the day will be an easy ride. The winding road to Lodi will bring it back to me. And we're both moving down the road, oh, trying to find ourselves a home, but hope I can see you one more time. Hope I can see you one more time. Gabby, I think we learned it one more time. Playing with the fire, if it burns too bright, it'll burn up all the air and fade. There's nothing we can say, we can hardly breathe. Can hardly breathe. Now, Gabby, I'm laying in my bed, thinking about those things you said, wondering how we lost our sympathy. I hope that tomorrow when I rise, the sun will meet these weary eyes, and I'll forget you, you'll forget about me. Now we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home, but Gabby, I think I need some time. Maybe someday I'll see you one more time.
Cat and the Hurricane is next on Max Inc. Radio. They will be at Midwest Friends Fest on May 30th, not to be confused with Midwest Fest that's on May 9th and 10th. Charlie Boy and the People Brothers Band will be at that show. Now, don't get them confused. That's why we're here, to keep you and all the local shows clear, just so your ears don't get confused with your minds. After Cat, then we'll take a quick break right here on Max Inc. Radio. After all, we are local music. Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock
the Rocker Jamboree.
A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7.
The Rocker Jamboree.
Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
to the stars. And we realize nothing and everything is ours.
Mr. Todd Phillips brings it back to local music here on Civic Media Radio Network. Then Beth Keeley Band. Beth is super busy next week with Ladies Rock Camp. Check out the showcase show on Sunday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. And then on the 28th, she's going to be doing live things with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Connect yourself to us. And each time she plays, we'll connect you to her. That's how it works here in the after hours on Max Inc. Radio. All this planning ahead and local music connections with both locations and dates, even the times from time to time, is brought to you in this half hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. In Madison, there's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Next up is a local woman who has an amazing voice and guitar skills. It's Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
Won't help you grow. could persevere. Any and all reason, there must be some reason that you're here. Any and all reason, even though reason is a reason to persevere. Any and all reason, there must be some reason that you're here.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There we stand, steam and sound. Tea and time, milk and honey. Unwind your mind, tea, tea for two, me and you, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do, honey and home. Talk too loud, too loud. There, over where, to a place we've never been before. We've never been before. Got this tea and time, and we made this meal for two. I'm gonna share it with you, so let's see what we could find. With a little peace of mind, no one has nothing to do. These common threads are tied. These common threads, common threads hold tight. These common threads, these common threads are tied. These common threads, these common threads hold tight. These common threads.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people. See that pressure that's on your mind? Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money. And it just ain't funny when you hit your low. But it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord, ooh, let me hit it one more time.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minutes. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Ukraine's future may start to be decided in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia this week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio among the top officials who will be heading there, as CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us.
CBS has learned that in the kingdom, he will have contact with Russian officials alongside National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Trump envoy Steve Witkoff. This appears to be taking up Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's offer to try to mediate some kind of relationship between the U.S. and Russia to end the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine apparently not invited to these talks, nor, it appears, are America's very disgruntled.